The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, man.
Good. Glad to hear it.
I'm still over here. Doing my thing.
Yeah.
Being nonchalant.
Eating some candy and barbecue.
Yeah.
Nice little Friday treat there.
Yeah.
Who the hell
You're
brought barbecue?
You're a little more chalant than I am. I'm nonchalant.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're chalant.
I get accused of being chalant.
Yeah, you're a chalant.
Like, ease down on the chalantness.
Yeah, chill.
Yeah.
I'm nonchalant.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going for. Nonchalant.
That's what I like about you.
All right.
I know your kids have been back in school. Snow Cone's kids back in school.
Yeah.
It's officially the end of summer.
Started today. Yep.
If both of your kids are back in school, then I feel like summer's over.
Even though
it's August 16th. And it's 100 degrees out. I'm like, well, that's it. I just assume that I probably can't go to Oceans of Fun on weekdays anymore. I don't know if that's true. I don't know when that happens. I used to think it was until Labor Day is the one, right? Is that the one that's coming up? But everybody goes back to school so early. I don't know. So it's hot enough to be summer. I'll tell you that much, Laszlo. But I'm going to go tomorrow morning. So if you'd like to join.
You're going to
Oceans of Fun. I got to go on the weekend because I'm just afraid I won't have any weekends.
That's too chalant for me, man.
Too chalant. Come on.
Too chalant.
What's your
beef
with the water park? I don't understand.
I don't know.
You do the other park, but you just you're just not a water park guy.
I'm not a water park guy. There's too many people next year with no clothes on.
Yeah, I mean, that used to bother me more. It's weird. I mean, even in my 20s. And,
you know, rubbing skin to skin with people.
Well, like, I don't want to rub skin
to skin.
But
you can't not do it.
I mean, if it's
like
that busy, I'm not interested.
30,000 people in a wave pool.
If it's that busy, then I'm not interested. I went to that other water park. What was the other one called? The one that closed.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like they had opened, but it wasn't totally open. And I went with my ex. And we get there, and all we knew is that it was like it was open, and people were like, oh, it's open now, great. But when we got there, they were still building stuff, but also even the stuff that had been built wasn't totally open. So one of the only things you could do was go in that lazy river.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, seriously, it was, yeah. It was actual shoulder to shoulder. You could not avoid touching other people.
There was construction everywhere. Like half the park.
You probably went around the same time that I went. But, yeah, we went there, and that was like, there was two things. I really think there were two things. There was that, and there was a slide. And the slide had a really long line, so like, well, I guess we'll get, because our niece was there, you know, it's like, well, we can't just say we're going home. That's heartbreaking. So we just sat in that thing.
Yeah.
And you're just bumping into people like, oh, sorry.
Then there's something about just being in the water with other people. You know what I mean?
They've got like zits on their back. Not that I don't.
Right.
It's like, ah, I'm bumping into you repeatedly.
Right.
It's just not. I understand I'm not a wealthy man. Right?
Right.
I understand I don't have my own private.
Right. I mean, look, I get it. I would like to do all that stuff. I'd like to do it in my backyard. I don't have the money to do that.
Sure.
So it's like, meh. You know what?
But there can be a middle ground.
Not that far into it. Not that. Well, sure, I go to public pools. I like public pools.
Well, right. And I'm just saying that
I just don't like that close together.
Yeah.
I also don't like indoor pools.
I like indoor pools.
I feel like now you're even closer.
Why?
I don't know why, but there's nothing escaping.
You just
there's nothing to escape through the air. Like, there's something about, at least if you're outside with a bunch of people, that, you know, it's not all just getting sucked up and then back down. I don't know what it is. I'm just, you know, I'm not a germaphobe, but I do not like indoor pools.
Well, you probably associate indoor pools with a lot of the motels growing up, right? I mean, that's where you usually had the indoor pool. Brooke's parents have an indoor pool at their condo, and there's never anybody there, so it's nice. But there's something about the smell of the chlorine.
Yeah,
that you
I don't like that.
You think, is this safe?
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
Sometimes it gets strong enough.
Is it sanitary?
Is it like caustic? Is it burning my lungs? Is it safe to breathe? I'm breathing chlorine. There's no fresh air coming in here. What I don't like, it doesn't matter if it's empty. I certainly wouldn't like it if it were packed. But I don't like sauna, steam rooms. Is there a difference? I don't know which is which. I don't think I like either of them.
Yeah.
The ones where people sit around and
one's
towel
wet
sweat.
And one's dry.
Okay, so one has the wooden panels, and that's where they use the coal. What's that?
We don't just stop there.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo! Well, I have big news for you.
What? I'm excited. Please tell me more.
Maybe you already saw it. I mean, you're not like a huge, necessarily, movie buff, but you like movies.
Well, I'm alive.
You're alive, right.
I'm in this world with you. I'm aware of movies.
Roughly equivalent to someone being like, I don't like music. Like, I don't think I've met someone who says, like, I don't like movies. They're too long. I don't know. Maybe kids now are like, I don't like movies. Do your kids still watch movies?
They watch movies all the time.
I knew that, because you go see John Wick and stuff like that. They got no problem with that. Yeah, well, you do, right?
I just think it's funny that sticks out with you, because it's so shocking.
Hey, look, I got it.
I walled in there with an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
I got, like, 3 tickets to what? John Wick.
You're probably not the only one.
I was the only one there, but that's okay.
When Landon was here, I brought that up because when he was here, we were looking for movies to see, and there was that Silent Night, I think, something like that. Mm-hmm. It was John Woo, I think, and it looked like a John Wick movie. And I remember I was like, I think Laszlo said he takes his boys, and so I asked him, you're like,
Seen all was it Christmas
six
time?
Of them or whatever.
Was it Violent Night? That's my favorite.
No, it wasn't Violent Night. I think it was called Silent Night. I don't know. I'm just the guy. I think it was the same guy from RoboCop. But anyway, it was some sort of action movie. We ended up not seeing it. He wanted to see scary movies, so that's what we did. But there's a movie coming out. It's a biopic, which, you know, can go a couple of ways. But sometimes they can be great. But it's a sports biopic. Big sports biopic. Well, I'm going to tell you who. I'm going to tell you who's starring in it. I'm going to see how excited you are. If you think it's... I'll even give you... If you can't look it up.
I won't.
I'll tell you what the movie is.
Let's all do it together.
I'll tell you who it's
about.
None
of us are going to look it up right now.
And then I want you to think... You know, tell me who you think would be a good choice. And then I'll tell you who they casted.
Okay?
I'll tell you coming up here in a second.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
So there's big movie news.
What, did somebody want me to drink on that thing? Is that what it is?
What, on Twitch?
On Twitch. Like,
yeah, well, I think they thought that you wanted Red Bull because you were going to have...
Red Bull and vodka. But, yeah.
Well, I'm opening up this Church of Laszlo vodka, which should be at your store shelves anytime.
I don't want to get into your business, but did you just give Snowcone cash?
I did. I gave him $100 bill.
That's what I thought. Was it someone else who took the card and...
It was him.
I thought someone bought some gas.
Got some gas.
Because you used to say, like, yeah, go ahead and throw $5 in there. Laszlo used to tell people if they ran into something. Yeah, go put a little gas in there.
Years ago? Well, you filled it up.
One time you did fill up. That was pretty funny. You did fill it up. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, if you handed him a card, I don't expect you to see it. The fact that you caught that gas thing was a total anomaly because you don't look closely.
My card just tells you.
Oh, because it was your credit card.
So I don't look at like what's in there all the time. Like, it'll just say like declined or not declined, but it'll say like, you know,
approved.
$15.20 approved at the Shell station or whatever.
And that's what that was.
So
okay.
I knew I wasn't there, and then it popped up. You know?
I don't remember that, but I believe you for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like something I would do.
Yeah. Anyhow, what were we going to talk about? Oh, movies. So maybe this news is a little bit older, but I didn't find out about it till this morning, and it seems like people are talking about it like it's brand new news. They have announced that they're making a new biopic.
Well, you're going to tell me what it's about. I have to pick who it is.
I think David O. Russell's
making it. Who it's about? And
it is about Madden.
Oh.
Now, who would you think? Who comes to mind when you think, okay, who should they pick?
John Goodman.
That would be a good pick, right? John Goodman seems like he'd be a good pick. Yeah. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
He could definitely pull it off.
Amazing actor.
Yeah. And I'm sure, you know, it would be hard to get the... to do an impression of anyone, I think, would be difficult. But he could do it.
I feel like he could pull it off. Who was Roseanne's wife? Her husband?
Same guy.
No, in real life.
Oh, in real life. What was his name? Tom Arnold?
Yeah, he could do it. Tom Arnold.
Yeah, I like Tom Arnold. I haven't seen him in a while. I watched him in that Queen of Methville or whatever the documentary was. But neither one of those guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
And boom, the ball's there. Boom, we cross him. Boom. You know, like they do in wrestling. Boom, boom, right there. That's a wham block.
They went with Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage will be playing John Madden in the David O. Russell.
He'll be able to do it. You think so?
Yeah. They called him this morning. I was watching. They called him... you know, Nicolas Cage, Hollywood's A-list actor. And I thought, are you being sarcastic or not? I couldn't tell if they were being sarcastic. I mean, look, the guy makes a lot of B-movies, but he also makes big movies.
Yeah.
He's in. I don't know what it takes to be an A-lister. I think you can be an A-lister and also do a lot of things. Yes, he's a huge movie star.
Were they making fun of him or something?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I couldn't tell. They sounded a little sarcastic the way they said it, but maybe I was reading too much into it. But I saw some people, of course, you know, the internet people are very upset. And saying that it could be the worst casting decision ever, and why would they pick Nicolas Cage?
Why don't you watch it first?
Exactly. How about they make it? Also, were you just sitting here for years going, I can't wait for them to make this mad movie? You didn't even know they were making one.
Right.
Right? It's not like one of those.
How can you
be
mad about it? You haven't seen it.
You didn't even know it was a thing, and then somebody says, hey, you know what?
People on the internet, when it comes to movies, drive me crazy, and TV shows.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't write it.
You didn't write it?
Yeah, and no, so, like, I sometimes I'll go to Reddit for some of those things. We're like, oh, man, I miss this. I wonder what this was about, right? So you get the, you go to, like, the series review or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I forget who this person was. Why did it come up? And then people are like, you know, I was for mayor of Kingstown. I didn't remember who this one character was. So I went to read the review. And then people are like, this person would never act like that. I'm like,
oh, I love that.
The character would don't know this person.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone else wrote the character, and literally, that you may be surprised by that person's behavior, but they did act like that.
They totally acted like that. In their universe, they 100% acted like that.
People drive me crazy when it comes to
their God watched them act like that.
Act like, exactly like what we just saw.
Yep.
I also was shocked by it.
Yeah.
And it is exactly what happened.
Yeah, that is a good one. Yeah. That person would never do that.
This would never. I've watched this.
Now, if it's a book or something, then okay. But when it's just a show.
I've watched it for four seasons, and this person would never act like that. I'm like, you didn't write the person.
Right. I would like to hear Nicolas Cage do a John Madden.
I bet you can do it good.
I wouldn't be surprised if he could.
I'm like, you're listening to his voice in my head, you know, when he gets excited. And I think he's going to be able to
pull it off. Pull it off. And when I think of Nicolas Cage, I mean, you think of lots and lots of movies. He puts out like 10 movies a year. But the big thing, of course, was that he never did Superman. He was supposed to do Superman. They went so far as to take those pictures of him in the costume and everything.
Wait, but now Reed Phillips, I don't know, on our Twitch, twitch.tv/Church of Lazo, he says it's about the video game.
Oh, that it's about the video game? So he's the creator? That it's about the creator?
I don't know. He just said this is going to be a movie based on the video game.
Well, if he's not playing John Madden, they said it's a biopic, and guess who's starring? Nicolas Cage. But if it's the guy who created the video game, then that changes everything.
What's
right?
your favorite Nick Cage movie?
Well, I'd go Raising Arizona.
Oh, boy. The Weatherman.
I know you like The Weatherman a lot. I like that movie, too. I just saw something that
Snake
I actually
Eyes.
Liked that he was in. Man, Snake Eyes, that's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
Face Off, some of those older movies.
Yeah.
I just saw something. He's got a couple movies that are on my watch list right now that I had no idea
Snuff,
existed.
Snuff, is that the
ago.
Movie? The Snuff film?
Oh, the 8mm it's called? Yeah.
That's good.
Well, if he's playing the guy that created the video game, then they got confused on this thing, and it would make
Leaving
more
Las
sense.
Vegas with Elizabeth Shue, Carl Poncho.
That's depressing, but really good.
So good. Gone in 60 Seconds. Guy's got a list.
Well,
we haven't talked about Valley Girl or anything like that.
Valley Girl might, was that like his first? Well, anyhow, people were talking about worst casting decisions. So I'm guessing if these people thought that it was the worst casting decision, they must have thought he was playing John Madden too. But what do you think? Even though, Lazo, you're not critical, like you say, like these people on Reddit who sit and complain about TV and movies. But there has to have been a time where you were like, okay, that was a bad choice. That was a bad actor.
For casting?
I've never
thought of it like that. Because I either like the movie or I don't.
Okay. Especially,
I never thought like, man, I really wish they would have cast another actor. Like, I'm like, I don't do that for a living.
No, but I thought maybe because when I looked up who people say are the worst.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
Apparently he was in that as Brad's friend.
Oh, that is his first movie, isn't it?
And then after that, Valley Girl. Then Rumblefish. Mm. Man. You don't remember Rumblefish?
I don't remember
great.
It. I don't remember it.
Also, Peggy Sue Got Married.
I do remember that. We had a copy of it on
Raising Arizona, Moonstruck.
Moonstruck was pretty good with Cher.
Yeah, Time to Kill.
It might have been nominated for something. Well, the reason I ask is because when I look at these worst casting decisions, most of them, I say most, a lot of them are superhero movies, comic book movies. And I know you're a comic book fan.
I am.
You always qualify that because you're not a comic book nerd. As soon as you say you're a comic book fan, people will start testing your level of
fandom. Right. They're like, well, you don't know.
But
that,
you did.
Yeah.
You liked comic books when you were a kid.
I did.
You liked the
comic book movies. Yeah.
So you're a comic book fan. Yeah. But when I look through who the internet says are the worst casting decisions of all time, quite a few of them are, well, Marvel movies. Honestly, I looked at four different lists that had the exact same person. They were all different. They had some different names in there, but they all had the same person at number one. I didn't know this was a thing because I don't watch a lot of the superhero movies, but they all said Topher Grace, Eric Foreman from That 70s Show, and Spider-Man 3. He played Eddie Brock in Spider-Man 3. Apparently people really didn't like him because he made...
In the latest Spider-Man, where all the other ones come back?
I said Spider-Man 3, and they had a picture of Topher Grace, and they said he played Eddie Brock, and I was like, man, he made the top.
Eddie Brock is Venom, isn't he?
People
are going to get so mad at me.
Actually, you know what? Because one of them did say Venom. One of the lists said Venom, but it had the same picture, so maybe... Are people on Twitch clear on this? Yep, Venom. It was Toby's Spider-Man. I figured. I mean, back then he was still.
Oh, it was the old Spider-Man, not the new one.
The older ones.
Oh yeah, he was Venom in Spider-Man 3.
I don't remember part
3.
I think I saw part 1.
Oh, that was a good movie. I remember that. I don't really. I have a problem because I don't. You're like Topher Grace. I'm like, I know, but I can't picture him in my head.
Yeah, that's why I said Eric Foreman in case. But you didn't watch That 70s Show either, so that doesn't really help.
But yeah, I know who Venom is. That movie's good. I like all those movies.
I don't know if people said the movie sucked or not. They just said that they didn't like him. That he was a bad choice. But then other picks. I think you've seen this. Jesse Eisenberg is Lex Luthor. People don't like him.
Oh, I thought he was good in that.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that, but I saw him on quite a few lists, which, again, I think just because anytime you do comic books or something from a book, that's when people get pissed. That's when they say so-and-so wouldn't do that or this is a bad casting choice. Four of those different lists, I saw that Eric Foreman or Topher Grace was the worst one. I thought, well, maybe.
Yeah, I liked him too. Twitch says I liked him as Lex. I thought it was an interesting way to do it.
He seems like he could do it, Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, he played a good bad guy, and it's like, in those movies, like, you know, those guys are, you know, they're just supposed to be weird.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and he's definitely
The Joker
weird.
Doesn't have any special powers.
No, it's his oddness, right? There were a couple people
serial
on there.
Serial killer stuff, you know?
I saw a couple things that I liked. One was they said Mark Wahlberg in The Happening. I think they just pick The Happening.
Oh, they're going to... Who else would you play?
That's not a casting
The Rock?
You just don't like the movie, right?
Brad Pitt, it would have been better?
That's all it was. And then people really hate Tom Cruise's Jack Reacher. And I have to admit...
I've never watched it.
It was a weird choice because he's supposed to be 6'7" or whatever in the books. But the first movie was good.
I never watched any of them.
The first one's pretty good.
I need to watch it.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
All right. We're going to doom scroll in a minute.
Get to the news. Yeah, your last chance to get informed before, you know, the weekend. Because you don't want to read the news over the weekend. I always say this, but you don't want to look at the news. Just get as much of it as you can. Get the basics. I might be wrong a little bit. I often am.
Wrong a lot.
I'm wrong a lot, but it's like there's
half truths.
You didn't
even know the Mad movie was about a video game.
There's half truths, right? Exactly. So yes, are they making a Madden movie? Yes. Is Nick Cage in it? Yes. Is he playing Madden? Yes.
But is it about the video game?
Is there more to know? Probably. Yes. I mean, so that's just something to consider when you're listening to the news on this program. But we got to talk about this Matthew Perry thing because it just keeps getting worse. I don't know if you saw that. Yesterday we mentioned that Matthew Perry, there was an arrest made in Matthew Perry's death from last year. Now we know who it was. It's not just who. There's five of them, I think.
Oh, really?
Last
Are
count.
They friends?
Yeah, good one. They caught him at Central Park.
I nailed that.
Nice work.
Nailed it.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.